for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Back here at GMHBA Stadium, where the lights have been turned off and one lone security guard stands in the middle of the ground protecting, I have absolutely no idea what. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar and Warralee, our number one ticket holder, warralee.com.au. Geelong 69, North Melbourne 14. It was North Melbourne's lowest ever VFL AFL score. Collingwood by 17 over Melbourne, Port Adelaide by 47 over Sydney, Brisbane by 91 over the Gold Coast, and the Bulldogs by 104 over Essendon in a smackdown at Marvel Stadium. The good news for Cat fans is that they cannot be shifted out of the double chance, so they will finish top four, so you will see the Cats at least twice in the finals in season 2019. They will be two games clear of Collingwood at the end of this round with a percentage buffer of 21%, and there is no way that that will get made up even if Geelong were to lose over the last two rounds. About now for the Cats is to finish top two and ensure they don't leave Victoria in the opening week of the finals. In the VFL, Geelong 21-11-137 defeated North Melbourne 5-6-36. So the Roos VFL and AFL teams have kicked a combined 6 goals here at GMHBA Stadium today. Melbourne Uni, better news there. They are aligned to North Melbourne in the women's football. 7-2-44 defeated Geelong 4-6-30. Oh, that was good timing. Renee just walked straight back into the rooms. Sorry, Renee, I was going to get that score before the break. Winners in local football in the GDFL, Werribee Central's Aniki, East Geelong Thompson, North Geelong Bannockburn. In the GFL, St Joseph's, Bell Park, Leopold, St Mary's, Colac, Newtown and Chilwell. And in the Bellarine, Geelong Amateur, Anglesey, Bowen Heads, Torquay and Motawarri. At least your St Mary's boys got the 4 points, Renee.
Great to see.
Which you're closely aligned to, of course, the Saints with your sporting pursuits outside of course, VFLW and AFLW. Can tell you on the wash-up tomorrow from 1:30, we're going to catch up with Barn Heads co-coach Mitch Herbison. In the GDFL, Werribee Central's coach Nick Smith. And in the GFL, we're going to talk to Newtown and Chilwell coach Damien McMahon. So that'll be from 1:30. Let's have a look at some key numbers from the evening's performance by the Cats. Benny, Kerr's Hire, all your stats. Of course, Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982.
Just reading here in the record quickly before we get to that, pocket profile of Scott Selwood. So just the greatest individual effort you have seen on the footy field. Tom Lonigan's effort to play with one kidney. So there you go, Dobbsy. Scooter, obviously.
Did you steal his pocket profile and fill it in for him?
Definitely not.
Did you make any of it up?
Also,
says the teammate with the best nickname. It's his Unky Dunky, so he's obviously also all over the Unky Dunky. Well, the Cats spifflicated Dark really quickly. 62-34 inside 50s. They had 50 more possessions. They were plus 25 in contested possession. They were plus 21 in clearances, plus 23 in marks, and the tackles were split 69, basically 70, so they were split straight down the middle. Cats just way too good. Dangerfield 33, Duncan 27, game 200. Kelly 24 after a slow start, and Abler had a really quiet first half. He ended with 23 possessions, Tui 22, and Markle in for his first game for the year. 21 touches, 2 goals, 2.
What did Ablett finish with again? 23.
23
after possessions. After 4 in the first half.
4 effective disposals in the first half. So, and for the Roos, Cunnington tries hard. He had 30. McMillan was one of their better players across half-back. Zeeble had a bit of it, but didn't have a huge impact. Higgins, K-Rock's own, was quiet in the first half. He tried to lift in the second, 22. Robbie Tarrant okay with 21, and Ahern had 17. And Scotty Thompson, let's hope he's okay. He was probably North Melbourne's best player until he went off late in the third quarter. He had 16 possessions. He took 9 marks, and a few of those were contested. He took a couple of really nice defensive marks, Scotty Thompson. So he's only got 2 games left in his career. Let's hope he was looking at his left hand, and he was also obviously had some sort of concussion issue as well. So let's hope he can get back for from a game, if it's not next week, for the final game of the year. No doubt Roo fans would get along to clap Scotty Thompson for what he's done for their footy club. So it was basically a spifflication for the Cats, Kingy. And I can tell you our highlights tonight, and we might start with a goal.
Well, before you do, Benny, can we just do the steamatic standout and the head-to-head. Well, just the head-to-head numbers, Geelong Insurance Brokers were Hawkins versus Brown. I think we know who won that one.
Yeah, well, Ben Brown was Emu Airways tonight. He was just unable to get off terra firma. He had took 2 marks. He had 3 effective disposals. He did not have a shot at goal. So that would be one of the few times he actually did not have a shot at the big white ones. And the big 26, who Tommy Hawkins has said is the best player ever to play, he had 16 possessions, 13 marks, if you don't mind, 2 goals, 4 from Tommy Hawkins.
Geelong Insurance Brokers, covering Geelong for 25 years with all type of general, business and life insurance. Our steamatic standout, sure the heads of Tom Lonergan and Darren Buick have been...
Robust discussion.
447 AFL games between you.
Yeah, it's back and forth, but Tommy's come up with the winner for tonight.
Your steamatic standout, Tom Lonergan?
Look, it's been tough. If you look at the stats, Paddy Dangerfield, 33-1. But I think Grian Myers is the steamatic player of the night with three goals. He beat North Melbourne score and provided he was very elusive up forward. And, he was very creative, so we're going to give it to him tonight.
Oh, Kobe Grind.
Yep.
Three goals, one defeated North Melbourne.
Absolutely.
1-8, steamatic. Don't panic. Call steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. St John of God Hospital injury updates. Anything on the Cats front? How was Patrick Dangerfield moving is probably the question.
Now, he was moving all right, as we saw for the rest of the game once he came back after halftime. So, I think that he'll get assessed tomorrow morning and manage that fine, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
We can hope.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have AFL Fantasy still there, Benny? We need to give those AFL Fantasy points.
No, I've given the fantasy away for tonight, Kim.
Okay. AFL Fantasy Football, of course, powered by Telstra. Actually, I might have them very, very quickly. I will be able to bring those up and bail Benny out, which is something I find myself doing on a regular basis in this.
I could tell that story again.
No. Yeah, go on.
No. Go on. Benny.
Any further?
Benny.
Anyway, are we still on?
It's been
time for bed.
All right. AFL Fantasy. Ablett 117. Dangerfield 114. Hawkins 105. Duncan 104. Kelly 103. North Melbourne. Goldstein 95. Zeeble 92. Higgins 90. Cunnington 89. And McMillan 86.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.